In 1974, an unemployed salesman decided to destroy the crooked individuals who he thought had made success an impossibility for him. That man is the main character in a new film opening nationwide this month.
All I want is a little piece of the American dream, like my father and his father. Is that too much to expect? This is a good country, filled with good people. But what good is good in times like these?
The film is called The Assassination of Richard Nixon. Sean Penn stars as the frustrated salesman Sam Bick, and Sean Penn joins us now from New Orleans. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell me about this man you play, Sam Bick.
When I first read the script, I just found that this, first of all, I had not known anything about this true story. I hadn't known that somebody had actually attempted to crash an airplane into the White House at one point.
Which is the extreme action this man tries at the end.
Yeah. So all of that stuff was very provocative. And in fact, this was a script that had come to me several years before all the 9/11 stuff occurred. And so it was an interesting sort of evolution for all of us involved in it in terms of looking at the picture through an audience's eyes, or trying to see what was the new relevance of the movie as we did it and so on.
Because if someone doesn't remember, and I had no idea about this, the plot seems like a bold, if not shocking, reference to 9/11. I mean, did that pick up your interest in it?
No, my interest was pretty solid before it on the basis of just a terrific screenplay writing in the first place. In some funny way, what became shocking was to hear a national security advisor speaking before Congress saying, who would have ever thought, when in fact it's taught at the academies of the Secret Service and the FBI since 1974, that airplanes were a concern in this way as a result of this case. So it certainly was a sort of sad irony.
Why do you think this incident has been forgotten?
I think that there was probably, to some degree, quickly an effort to reduce the potential of copycats at that time, as well as the fact that when it was originally reported, they didn't know that that was what his plan was. It wasn't until later, until they found diary-type tapes, that they knew what the mission was.
We were thinking of which clips to include in this interview, and we realized that some of the scenes that struck us most and stayed with us actually didn't have any dialogue, that it was very visual on your part. And I'm wondering if that's something that you read the script and it says, okay, scrunch up your face here, or is this you saying that if I'm going to convey this emotion at this point, there are no words involved?
Well, I think that it's neither so consciously. Either the good writing, which this thing, I believe, has, generally leads you to those places without specifying it. And in this case, there was a lot of stuff that was imagined to be able to be told through the imagery or through the emotions on faces and so on.
I don't want to make you analyze if you really, really don't like to do it, but I'm wondering if you talk about just living the character. Did you feel differently about Sam Bick after you had done the film than before?
These sorts of things, for me personally, are sort of misery. I mean, there's a kind of a smallness of self-perception that comes with playing something like this. And in some way, you enter the world of these things, and you attempt to be open to experience the feelings that the person is going through. So, to some degree, you take that home with you. But I would mark this one misery in terms of making. But the way that I've been talking about it is that old adage about writing. I hate writing, but I love having written.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, I was real glad that we'd written it.
In one scene in this movie, where there is some dialogue, your character sees a leader of the Black Panthers interviewed on television, and he then goes to the Black Panthers' office with a suggestion for the group. Let's listen to a bit.
Zebras.
Zebras.
Zebras. Mm. You see, they're black and they're white. The Black Panthers become the zebras, and membership will double.
This is hilarious, and you don't know whether to laugh or cry for the guy. I'm curious, this is based on a true event. Did the real Sam Bick have that suggestion?
Yes, he literally had that suggestion. And I think, this is a lot of times what happens. There's a kind of heartbreaking humor that comes with anybody that's a sort of purist and idealist, which this guy is. I mean, if there was a reference point that I had visually for the character, it was a a man in a rowboat in a level 6 hurricane.
You've had a very busy few years, and as we speak, you're in New Orleans working on a film based on former Louisiana Governor Huey P. Long. Last year you won an Oscar. Many would say finally. Does that change the equation at all? Maybe it's time for a break at some point, or take on a different kind of role?
I think there's always got to be some kind of search for a break for anybody that does anything that aspires to creativity. And so, I think you got to refuel your jets. You know, we spend a childhood living life, and then we start in the workplace if we're fortunate enough to do what we want to do that way. And you got to always realize when your tank is starting to get empty, and you got to fill it with new things to be able to work with. So yes, indeed, I'm gonna finish this one and take a long rest.
We'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
Sean Penn, his latest film is The Assassination of Richard Nixon. Thanks for speaking with us.
You bet.